Yeah. What's up, everybody?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Buco Boys. With your host, I'm Dale.
And I'm DVO.
What's up, everybody?
How was everyone's Thanksgiving?
I'm getting sick of turkey. How about you?
Nope.
All right. I'm probably going to make a few sandwiches and I'm done.
We're recording this on a Sunday, and my breakfast was candied yams, turkey and cranberry sauce, and mashed potatoes and gravy. That was my breakfast. Hence, I mean, granted, my breakfast was at 11:30, but that's what I had.
Funny, because yes, that was almost identical to my breakfast.
What?
But except I didn't bring home any mashed potatoes and gravy.
What?
Otherwise, I would have thrown that in because I was looking for some.
Like, I wish I had some. Derek, DVO got it all.
But... oh, that's hilarious, because I think it was probably like around 2 p.m. But that's funny. That is really funny, though.
Well, if you are following me on social media, you're seeing that me and my three-year-old are having all the holiday fun. All of it.
You guys are seeing all the Santas.
It's not even December yet. We've seen four Santas. This girl is spoiled with fun. She's spoiled with fun.
You guys are going Santa hunting.
We'll be going in this weekend because this weekend we'll be at Disneyland. We're going to be at Disneyland this weekend. We're going to see Black Santa and White Santa.
Yeah.
I heard there's a Black Santa there. I'm not sure if that's real or not. That's what I heard.
I have a Black Santa decoration.
Yeah. So we're going to see Santa there again.
Hell yeah.
The holiday fun continues.
I'm going to put up all my decorations tonight.
Good. Mine were up Thanksgiving night. Yeah. We got home, you know, we were at our parents and family, and we got home, it was like, I don't know, it seemed really late.
Yeah,
you put it. Because we ate a lot, you know, and it gets dark at 4, so it seemed really late. But we're looking at the clock, and I'm realizing, it's only 6:30. We're going to sit around for 4 more hours? I'm like, I can't sit around for 4 hours. So I started putting my decorations already. So I was done on Thanksgiving night.
You were done. You had your tree up for...
Well, my tree was up after Halloween.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Halloween was what, Monday or something? And when was Halloween this year? Yeah, it was a Monday. So mine was up like Thursday or Friday, my tree was up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so already. Yeah, we've been at Gardner Village. They have things going on all month long. So go to Gardner Village. We were at the Bluffdale. So anyway, after Thanksgiving, there are a ton, that weekend, there's a ton of activities happening. I hope you guys were able to do some. This year, we chose to go to Bluffdale. Last year, we went to Ogden. This year, we went to Bluffdale. It was cool. They had live performances. They had Santa. You know, when you go see a Santa, they take pictures, they charge you, whatever.
Yeah.
In Bluffdale, they give you the picture for free.
They give it to you?
They print it out, put it in a card, and give it to you.
Hell yeah.
For free. And then there was hot chocolate and cookies for free. They had a little tractor parade. For free.
Thanks, taxpayers. It wasn't
yeah,
free.
Yeah, well, it was free to me because I don't live there. So it was free to me. And it was cool. I don't know where I'll go next year, but that's where I was this year. And if anyone's wondering, is everything okay with DVO and his wife? Yeah, she just decided to help her sister out at her restaurant. And so we said, well, have fun at the restaurant. Because her sister owns Del Barrio Cafe, which we've talked about. And so I'm like, we're having fun. Sorry, honey, you didn't want to join. Sorry you went and helped your sister. We're having fun. But yeah, everything's okay with me and my wife. I always wonder, because there's a lot of pictures just me and my toddler, right? So I wonder if people wonder, like, is everything okay with his wife and his other daughter? Yeah, my 18-year-old moved out, and my wife is helping her sister out. And me and my little one are like, we're having fun. Peace out. Me and you went to the Wheeler Farm Holiday Market, which we talked about here as well.
Yep.
It's just okay.
It was cramped.
It was in the barn. It was a little cramped.
Yeah, and they had it separated in two sections, and you had to walk to the other one.
Well, we didn't know there was a new section. There's like a, I don't know what you call this, an event center at Wheeler Farm now?
Well, the barn is an event center, too.
I mean, you said it was in two areas. So
yeah,
across
that new section.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's being used as an event center is what I think.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure.
And then the barn as well. So it was in two. It was really cramped in both locations. It was a lot of the same stuff that you see at the Sunday farmer's market. It was a lot of the same stuff. Nothing wrong with that. It just...
Well, it was more of the boutiques. A lot of the small little
yeah
boutique stuff.
I mean, it was cool stuff. Just stuff we see every Sunday at the farmer's market. So it was just okay. It was cool, but it was cramped. Like you said, it was cramped. It's better when it's outside and you have a lot of space to have that same exact stuff there, but on the outside. Right. It was okay. I'm sure people found stuff they wanted.
Yeah. So I got there and was like, it's the same. It's the same stuff.
Yeah, same stuff as Sunday, so farmer's market.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It was all right.
It's worth looking around.
So that's what we did after Thanksgiving. That's what we've been up to. And more activities come. We're going to talk about those in a minute. But let's talk back. We just talked about Halloween. Was a few Mondays ago. And then right after that, put my Christmas decorations up or my tree. But anyway, a Sandy senator is coming up with a resolution for Halloween. We've talked about this before.
I think he listened to the podcast.
I think he's a big fan of the podcast.
He listened to my ideas, and he's putting it on the ballot.
Yeah. Dale made the suggestion, keep Halloween October 31st, but why don't we do trick-or-treating the last Friday of the month? That's what this senator is proposing. Maybe there's going to be a bill. I don't know. I like where it's going.
Right?
Because he was saying, hey, I like Halloween. And, you know, if we do it this way, it kind of, you know, you get to stay up all night Friday, you get to sleep it off on Saturday, and then there's still a few more days left until the actual Halloween day, so we just get to extend the party, he's saying. And I'm like, you're speaking my language, guy. Yeah. I like this. I like where he's going with this. So I like it. I like what he's thinking. Kind of like you mentioned before.
Yeah, so it kind of, it's like the last Friday up until Halloween day, it's like a Halloween event.
Yeah, like every day almost.
Yeah. Because you're still riding all that candy out.
Yeah, I mean,
all the candy's still new.
You've been there. No one wants to go trick or treating on a Tuesday. You have to be home early. You got curfew because you got school the next day. Then you got a sugar high on a Wednesday. It's weird. No one likes that.
So I don't know about you, but it seems like there's just all this hype to Halloween, right?
Okay.
It's like all month of October, and I like that too. Yes, just kind of like how Christmas is, but you have all of October where it's all this Halloween hype, and then all of a sudden, boom, overnight, it's gone. And, like, what do I do with myself now?
You're ready for Christmas. You're ready for Christmas.
Right. That's because there's no special Thanksgiving events, exactly. like we talked about. But, and then the same thing goes for Christmas to me. It seems like, you know, after all the Christmas hype, and then after Christmas is over.
President's Day.
Well, it's just like, I wish all the snow would leave because, like, I'm over it now.
Now we celebrate President's Day.
Now I'm just looking forward to the President's Day.
I mean, I guess you got New Year. I'm not a huge New Year fan. That's just me. I'm not a big New Year's guy. Like, I don't care to count down.
Yeah.
Let's just keep living my life.
Yeah, I kind of like, I don't know. I liked it when I was a teenager.
It's just an excuse to party.
Yeah, because I partied a lot and then kind of started adulthood early.
Yay.
Well, I kind of had responsibilities.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got stuff to do now.
Got kids.
Yeah.
Gotta pay taxes
and stuff. That sucks.
I get ready for tax season.
I get ready to pay my taxes.
Christmas over. I gotta get ready for tax season now.
Prepare all my stuff.
Exactly.
Christmas is over, guys. It's time to file taxes.
Yeah. Let's go soon. I do start thinking about that already. I'm like, I gotta get my stuff ready for taxes.
I'm dreading it already.
I don't like it.
I'm already dreading taxes and all.
But anyway, that'd be cool. I hope this goes into effect. Halloween or trick-or-treating last Friday of the month. Halloween is still October 31st. And in fact, you can celebrate the whole month long, but trick-or-treating is last Friday of the month. I like it.
I like that too.
And it answers a lot of questions, especially when Halloween falls on a Sunday. That's when people get real confused about what are we doing? Which I get. I get why the confusion. Here in Utah. Nowhere else really has that issue. But
and then when this guy tries to take all the credit for it, when it gets worldwide attention.
We have it documented.
Yeah, I'll be like,
in previous episodes. So.
Buddy, let's look at your playlist.
Yeah.
I think we all know who you got your
Senator,
ear from.
We know who you listen to. We know we got your ear. we'll throw some more stuff here, some more ideas your way soon.
Got free ideas all the time, but just, you know.
I mean, we don't live in Sandy, but it looks like you can pull some weight around. I like it.
Syndicated worldwide.
Yeah. Anyway, some more news coming up. Idiot criminals we're going to talk about. Recently, a guy in Kearns decided to break in someone's house. The homeowner was home. He's like, I don't know this guy. Manhandles him a little bit, calls the police. The police show up. The burglar is in critical condition. I don't know They didn't say what the homeowner did. They were investigating if there's any...
Kearns is known for a bunch of juggalos. He probably had some axes sitting around. Yeah, he's like... He's chasing him with an axe.
He's like, no, not happening in my casa.
So, well, come here, clown.
So, yeah. Dumb idea. Don't break in people's houses. Ever. And you get just dessert sometime.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like that.
And I don't know what... Again, I don't know what the homeowner did to put this guy in critical condition. But, well, he shouldn't have broken his house, so...
I know. I kind of want to know, like, what would you drop aquariums on them? Like,
yeah. Did you throw bowling? Did you drop a bowling ball over like, the staircase?
You know where all your weapons are. Like, what'd you do?
So, is it because it's under investigation? They're not saying what happened. I'm guessing that's why they haven't revealed all the details.
Broken bones.
I hope so. Probably. You shouldn't be breaking people's houses.
Wasn't there like a UFC training center out there in Kearns before?
Not a UFC one, no.
Or no, you're not UFC. No, but there was an MMA training center out there before, wasn't there?
Maybe. Oh. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Either way.
It was Stedman. And,
yeah, that what local that one. I can't remember either. But either way.
That's a long time gone, but.
Probably had some MMA training from back then.
I think that place is like a swap meet now. I don't know.
Could be, but you probably knew some arm bars. Could have put him in some kind of crazy ankle lock and broke some shit.
Well deserved, by the way. It'd be well deserved. Yeah. Oh, another dumb criminal.
There's another dumbass. This just happened this over the weekend. So this guy, there was a festival of lights going on in Spanish Fork on Friday, and this dumb guy drives through barricades that barricade people from. Going into the there's a parade happening, so the barricades were preventing people from driving in the path. This dumb guy goes through the barricades into the path of the parade and starts driving into the with the parade, going down the sides of floats and spectators on the side until he finally hits a horse, and the horse bucked the rider off.
Jeez!
And then the cops just swarmed the guy and ripped him out of his car, like. That would what an idiot!
He's under the influence, right?
Yeah, under the influence. Like, how drunk was this guy to be like, oh my god, like
this parade's for me?
Yeah, like I can't believe this is happening just for me. I better get to the front.
Yeah, what an idiot!
Wow, what a big dumb guy!
Can you imagine if you were at the parade though, watching this? You're like, does this guy belong here? He's going the wrong way,
huh?
And, actually, did they say if he's going the wrong way? And I didn't think so, but now in my head, I'm wondering if he's going the wrong way. Just. For comedy relief.
No, I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
In my head, I was just now I played it that way for fun.
My guess is the parade had already gone past this point, and then he was like catching up to the parade. That's my. That's what I was picturing.
Like, hey, the road's clear. Why is this barricade here?
Like, this, is like, this is made just for me.
They cleared a path for me.
Oh, what a big dumb.
All the lights are turned off. No traffic. Here we go. Good. This guy got busted. He got dragged out of his car. That's awesome.
Yeah, he got ripped out of his car. It's pretty cool watching that.
But did they mention anything about the horse? How the horse is doing?
They said they're fine.
Good.
They're recovering both the guy and the horse. Because when you get bucked off, you're falling from about 5 feet, possibly. And
the top of a horse is...
Well, depends on if you get flung off or not. If they fly you up in the air a little bit. But when you're sitting on a horse, yeah, you're about 4.5 to 5 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And then falling from that height down, that shit hurts.
Yeah.
I've done that. Not being fallen off a horse, but from about 4 to 5 feet off the ground.
What did you fall off of anyway?
Being stupid in middle school.
Oh, okay. And they're going to say something like recent.
No, this wasn't recent. Well,
I tried to climb a fence and it didn't work out for me.
There was something recent that was probably a little higher than 5 feet. This was wintertime fun. This was during wintertime fun. Okay. This was... maybe I would say a decade ago.
Okay.
Let's say about a decade ago. Well, Murray Park, the hill, our parents took the kids sledding. And I think I got off work or whatever. I went to meet up with them over there. I get there to the park. They're sledding. And they go, hey, go down the hill. They have one sled that doesn't have handles.
Uh-huh.
And there's the... There's the jump. There's the hill. There's the hill at the bottom of the hill for the jump.
Yeah.
Well, my dumb ass goes, I'm going for it. Well, I go right down for
it. Like I used to when I was 12.
Well, this has no handles either. So yeah. I'm not holding on to anything. And I hit that jump. I do like a backflip. And I'm like, I think I land on my neck or back or whatever, and then it does like do some kind of crazy somersault where I land on my feet again.
And you were probably like, you probably only went like 3 feet in the air.
I don't know. I definitely was. I was up there. I know I was up there. I know people were like freaking out when they saw it, and I know my mom.
He's dead.
My mom screamed like she had one of those screams where she was like, "I thought like, you died."
No, just paralyzed. I'm okay. Like,
I don't know. I better not turn my head though.
I'm alive, just probably paralyzed from the like, waist down.
Oh yeah, some people were like that witnessed it next to me. They were like, "Oh
don't
my god,
don't move."
Like, but I landed on my feet again. I was kind of like running.
They're like, "What's that smell?"
Blood.
He shat himself.
But yeah, that's some winter time falling down and hurting yourself.
Well, let's talk about some more winter time fun happening because it is the end of November. It is Christmas time.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's over. We full on Christmas shit from now on.
So let's talk about some activities happening the whole month long, and then we'll get to some specifics. We'll have more specifics as the
This is mostly going to be all like stuff happening.
But
all
if month. You want to see the Grinch and you don't want to go to Universal Studios for the really cool one, there's a mild version at Valley Fair Mall you can go check out. He'll be there from 2 to 6 on the weekends.
Yeah, that's starting from now till end Christmas. Month, yeah. And then Willard Bay, and I've seen this driving off the freeway too. It's called the Fantasy at the Bay. And it's like a drive-through lights show and everything.
Maybe if someone's interested, tell them where, if they're not familiar with Willard
Bay. So Willard Bay, it's up north, past north of Ogden. Mm-hmm. And the city's right called the Willard Bay, right off the freeway. But that's happening from Sunday to Thursday nights, 5:30 to 10.
Cool. Temple Square is back on. So the lights are... They came on after Thanksgiving, but they're there every evening. So I can't remember the time now, but it's around 4:30. I want to say they turn on, and they're gonna have a lot. They have a lot of activities. The Nativity Choir will be there certain days. So check it out if you want to go any of that. What's her name?
Leah Salonga.
Leah Salonga, Filipina lady. They did a lot of the Disney songs, like for example, Jasmine. You know, it's a whole new world. She did a lot of other songs as well. But anyway, she'll be performing with the choir, so check it out if you're interested in doing that.
The Festival of Trees, that's starting at the end of the month on the 30th.
November 30th.
Yeah, November 30th. That's Mountain America Expo Center.
Which has always been, but it hasn't been there for the last 3 years because of COVID. This is the first time it's back. Well, since COVID, it's the first time it's back in person. So that'll be at the Mountain America Expo Center. Zoo Lights will be December 2nd. From 5:30, that'll be Friday
at Hogle Zoo, the Hogle only zoo in the Salt Lake. Zoo we got, yeah. And then on Christmas Eve at Snowbird, they're gonna have the Christmas Eve parade and fireworks. And that one, even though it's on Christmas Eve, I would probably start looking at if you're gonna stay there or anything, get rooms now because that should be sold out.
Yeah, I didn't know they did that.
Get dinner there.
I want to look into
because there's restaurants. There's some really nice restaurants up there too, so you might want to get reservations for that too if you want to. Like, eat up there?
Overall, I think Snowbird is my favorite resort we have.
Yeah. It's
But granted, I haven't been to...
There's some good... I mean, we have a lot of...
Just a lot of fun happens there, I think.
There's just that's more the world... Well-known resorts. Because they do welcome snowboarding.
Yeah.
Because there are some other resorts here that are, like, ski-only.
True.
So that one, yeah. That one's a... Snowboard. But
I like the atmosphere at Snowbird. I
it's a younger crowd.
Like me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm staying young forever.
Even though you just had your birthday.
Yeah. The big 4-0.
Ooh.
But.
Gross.
22 forever.
Forever 22. And then restaurant review. We just went to, well, not our first time, but we went to, we took our friend Tim there. We went to Salty Pineapple in Harriman. And we were like, hey, let's try some Polynesian. Because you were talking about how you like Mobetta's. I'm like, well, see if this is better. And we went to Salty Pineapple.
This is Mobetta.
And so we went to the Salty Pineapple. It started off as a food truck, now a restaurant. I believe it's their only restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't see them much at the... I know they have their truck parked outside still, but I haven't seen them at many of the food truck roundups or leagues or anything like that.
I think they're using it to cook in a lot.
I think for catering, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I think just for catering. But, you know, they have a lot of the Polynesian foods that you can think of. One thing I like was when you first walk in, you order, you can get a bowl or plate or however you want to do it. But I like when they offer brown rice or white rice. Because sometimes I like the option of getting brown rice once in a while. So I like that. And it comes with a mac salad if you like the plate. I'm not a big fan of their mac salad, though. What did you think?
I never liked mac salad. I don't mind it,
but I'm not a huge fan of mac salad. But I don't mind it.
I don't understand why it's such a big thing. I don't understand why
it's cheap and easy to make.
Right? Well, it's like they're giving you that and rice. And it's like, I'd rather just have all rice.
Just give me a little more. Give me one more scoop of rice.
Yeah. It's all carbs, but I don't want all the mayo. I don't get it. I don't get what's the thing is with mac salad being so good. It's like, it's just mayo.
I know. But yeah, I think in Polynesian culture, it's just cheap and easy to make. And that's what they liked about it. It's cheap, easy to make. Here you go. Here's a side dish. Done. Enjoy. It's mayo.
When they put raisins in it, though, I'd rather have that because then it sweetens things up.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I'm just going to put teriyaki sauce in it.
Truth. But, you know, their mac salad for me, it's not very flavorful. And I had their katsu. Also, I didn't find that very flavorful. Have you had their katsu before?
Would you put the katsu sauce on it?
I did. It just wasn't my favorite that I've had. Mm. You got the kalua pork, right?
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
Yeah, it's... I don't think you can mess that up. It's pretty good.
You probably can. People can mess it up.
Maybe if you burn it, but it tastes good. It tastes like regular.
They do have my favorite. They have teriyaki chicken, but my favorite is the garlic chicken.
Yeah,
it's a little crispy. Outside, then it's tender like on the inside, and then
rolled in garlic sauce,
garlic seasoning, garlic
like
sauce,
a sweet garlic, sweet and sour garlic.
And then you get a little cup on the side. I pour it on top of the rice. I'm a big fan of that. I
always get that too.
Their garlic chicken. It is really good. It's not a strong garlic, but you can taste it.
Every time I go, it's like, it's always that, and then it's up in the air of whatever else I'm going to get.
Yeah. And right now, this time of year, they do a spiced pineapple cider. So good.
It is really good.
And it's served warm. It's served hot.
It's got to be.
Yeah. So it's seasonal right now. It's really good. It is really good.
With it being pineapple juice, it's sticky as shit. Because I accidentally spilled some in my car the first time I got some. Yeah, that was thick.
But that's good. And the guava cake, you really like that?
Oh hell yeah! Always get the cakes. No, well, one thing that they have there that a lot of the other places don't have is the spam musubi.
We have the spam musubi. Did you like it?
Yeah,
it was for me. It was fine. It was okay.
It's the same thing. You can't really mess that up.
I've had better, so it's just
okay. Where?
In
Hawaii?
Yes, yes, okay, then yes.
We're not there.
I know, but locally, it's good for local stuff. I mean, I'm not a huge spam musubi guy myself. I don't mind it, though. It's just not my go-to for like a snack. But I like it. I mean, in Hawaii, it's a different story. It's really good there. But overall... If you're going to go there, we recommend the garlic chicken. That's what we recommend. You get the garlic chicken. Do you like the white or brown rice there? I like either one. But
lately, I've just been getting white rice again.
Okay.
I remember I was getting brown rice for a while, but I just get white rice.
I like the brown because everywhere I go is always white rice. So I just like to mix it up when it's offered. I'm like, hey, I'll take brown rice. I don't get it often.
I'm going
to
put sauce on it. It's going to be brown anyway.
Yeah, sure. We cover it with the sauce.
Yeah,
the
now, garlic look, sauce. Look at me. I got brown rice now.
Or teriyaki sauce.
Crazy. I didn't even ask for it.
So that'd be a recommendation. The kalua pork or the garlic chicken. The chicken katsu, just okay.
Maybe it was just the day because I've had the chicken katsu and it's been good.
And they have good breaded shrimp. They have good bread.
I don't know what happened that day, but I've had it.
Those days happen. Those days happen. We're just one day not so great. And some
wasn't your day. Sorry, you weren't lucky.
For katsu. Well, for the garlic chicken.
Everything I had was great.
I was on point.
It was right on what I was expecting.
Okay. I don't know why you're so argumentative about it. All right. And spam musubi.
Well, what should we call it an episode?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and watching, folks.
And let us know. Oh, and we will post on Monday. There's a lot of activities. So a lot of activities happen after the weekend after Thanksgiving. A lot are happening this Monday, the time this is being recorded or released, I mean. So check our social media. We're going to post all the events happening on Monday, November 28th.
All right. Thanks for listening and watching.
Peace out.